this is Hugh Harkin I'm talking about. I want to thank you, Hugh, for your work with the Donegal Association in Dublin for the last 4 years, and I saw firsthand the tremendous work you have done.
Michael
McLean. So, with a couple of words about Donegal Live, I'll call on Hugh Harkin, please.
And just to say a couple of words about Donegal Live and how it started and what it's all about. In the first year I was chairman of Donegal Association, John Carr was Donegal Person of the Year that year. And John had a chat with Paul McLoon when he was given the honour, and he was talking to Paul, you know, about how he could use the position of Donegal Person of the Year to do something for the county rather than just, if you like, lap up benefits of the honour for the year. Was there anything particular he could do? And I think Paul suggested to him that if he could do something to sort of awaken the interest of the people of Dublin in Donegal as a tourist destination, that it would be a major achievement during his time. So John, wisely or not, and I'd say he regrets it many a time since, gave a commitment on the night that he was conferred with the honour of Donegal Person of the Year, he would do something of a fairly significant step, if you like, to do that and to put Donegal on the map in Dublin as a tourist destination. Now, he gave the commitment, and we got chatting then, you know, well, okay, what do you do now? Where do we go from here? And it was very hard to know what exactly you could do. We felt there was no point in having maybe a concert of Donegal music, or you could release a special CD of Donegal music, or a DVD in the county, or there was various kinds of things, a newspaper supplement, there was loads of things like that. But we felt that it would take something that would have a fairly big impact on people, that would waken up people and say, look, Donegal is a county that we should think about, and try and get over all the myths that were there about Donegal and what the weather was like, and we better not go into that tonight anyway, but and how far away it was, and all those kind of myths, and try and explode those. We ended up anyway with a day called Donegal Live, and we brought it into Temple Bar. I suppose the one thing that Donegal has is entertainers, you know, coming out our ears. They're world-class entertainers of various kinds of music. You know, you go from traditional to, you know, like Venia in between, Daniel O'Donnell, and loads of others then, dancers and everything else. So there's world-class people there, and we felt if we can put that on show and everything else on the county on show for a day, it has to make a big impact. And the idea was let people see what we're like, and they're bound to like us. And we did that, and they did. We had a whole afternoon non-stop entertainment of Donegal people. That last year in Temple Bar, they gave their time free of charge. They came along, they sang, they danced, they entertained, and we had a showcase then as well of what's best about the county, hotels, sightseeing, golf, the marine, you name it, it was all there. And there was something like 25,000 people from Dublin passed through Temple Bar that day and got a flavour of what Donegal was. And the news we got from Fáil Ireland after the summer was that the numbers from Dublin were up sufficiently to counteract a drop of, I think it was about 30% drop in tourist numbers from Northern Ireland, Great Britain that year, and held level, and reckoned it saved about 600 jobs in the county. And, you know, people would ask me often, you know, why do you spend your time doing it? Isn't it up to the hotels making big money out of tourism in the county, and people in big jobs like Fáil Ireland and Tourism Ireland, shouldn't they be doing this, you know? And I suppose the answer he gave is that it's not for, you know, great to have the hotels doing well and obviously all of that, but as far as I'm concerned, tourism is probably the one industry in the county that can deliver jobs. It's a very high job content industry. You can't have robots serving breakfast in the morning, or you can't have, there's a limit to what you can do in self-service in restaurants or hotels. It takes a lot of people to run the tourist industry.